the front page of the newspaper is always about the stock market or Russians. Well, that stuff's important. But what about the truly dire things? The stuff that really matters, like this tragic story. Last night at 8 p.m., Clarissa Darling informed her lawful legal parents of her desire to see gainful employment at the Baxter Beach Carnival. When suddenly, the allegedly fair-minded parents answered in the absolute and total negative. They said no! This despite the reasonable and sincere entreaties of their loving daughter. The incident was witnessed by a booger-faced creep who did nothing to help. Kids were born to ask. Parents were born to say no. It's in their job description. But this time, I'm gonna do the unthinkable. I'm gonna make them change their minds. Impossible? Gee, I hope not. Children crazy. Parents who say no. I wanted a job at the annual Baxter Beach Carnival, and they've said the big N-O. They say I'm too young for a job. Hey, I'm almost old enough to drive. I've had it with this too young stuff. This comes after a disastrous week of no's. Here's some other stuff they've said no to.
Okay, sport. It's time for bed.
Oh, come on, Dad. Can't I watch until the next commercial? Then, get this. Just last Tuesday, I was about to break out of this joint once and for all when I was nabbed by the warden again. And what about the other day when Ferghead and I were having a little pointed conversation? You can't even have a simple disagreement in this place. Let's face it, this Just Say No campaign has got to stop. Hi, Sam. Hey, Sam. Should I join an Amazon tribe or just move to another planet?
I don't know if that's far away enough.
Hey, what's wrong?
I can't believe my dad.
Is he dating Miss Stanley Tools again?
I wish he was.
I should check the horoscope. I think this is a bad month for kids to have parents.
Dad was up all night. He's just a big drag.
Bummer.
Get this. He was cleaning the house.
That's weird.
He was so depressed, he's even missing Mom.
Wow, what happened?
The other sports writer, Dad's best friend, got promoted above him. This guy took all the good sports, and now Dad's got to cover the goofy stuff.
Like curling.
Worse, demolition derbies, croquet, dog shows.
Hey, I like dog shows.
But there's nothing worse than when Dad gets depressed. He's the only parent I've got.
I guess trouble in the workplace can be a big drag. Maybe you can make his favorite meal to cheer him up.
But we had pizza last night.
There must be something else he likes. Besides, parents always work out their job things. That's because they get to have jobs.
Of course parents have jobs. What else would they do all day?
Never mind.
You know, I think this favorite meal idea is pretty good.
Hey, Sam. I've got to get downstairs before everybody else.
Cool. See you at school.
Okay. It's time for Operation Yes. Okay, what do you do when your parents say no? The way I see it, there are only a few options. Number one, give up. I highly advise against this option. It's only for weenies. Number two, whine. Whining can be fun. It works when you're little, but it's undignified when you're older. Besides, I already tried it. Number three, ignore them. Ignoring your parents can potentially get you into even more trouble. It sounds like a good idea at first, but remember, sometimes your parents are right. It can make you look really stupid. And number four, kiss up. This is the option I've chosen this morning.
Oh, hey, sport, what are you doing up so early?
Well, I just thought I'd get a head start on the day. You know about that early bird?
That may be a clue. I bet you put worms in the food.
Here, Ferguson. This muffin's for you.
Clarissa, what a wonderful surprise.
Breakfast is served.
Mom, what about our lunches?
That's all taken care of, dear brother. One extra healthy lunch, all wrapped up and ready to go. One avocado sandwich with alfalfa sprouts on raw whole bran, one bag of yucca chips, and a granola bar for dessert.
Yuck!
Let's get going, guys. I gotta get to work.
Here you go, Dad. Your portfolio.
Oh, really? Hey.
Oh, Mom. Your seashell specimens are laid out on the counter. I took the liberty of alphabetizing them. It starts with abalone.
Clarissa, I have to say, I am very impressed.
Yeah, sport. This is a great way to start the day.
Oh, by the way, this weekend we're going to be doing some spring cleaning, so we'd like you both to give us a hand.
Oh, no.
Ferguson.
Gee, Mom, it sounds like fun, and I like to help, if I have the time.
Really?
Yeah, see, I was planning to go by Baxter Beach and fill out a little job application.
Clarissa!
Clarissa, now we already talked about this. You're too young to be working at a carnival.
Oh, come on, Dad. I'm tired of all those old kiddie jobs. Babysitting, dog sitting, cat sitting. I feel like I've been sitting my whole life.
Yeah, well, a rule is a rule. When you get older, you can get a job.
Why can't I have one now?
Clarissa, right now, you're not mature.
Mature? How much more mature am I gonna get?
Gee, Mom, Sis is right. I believe she's a case of totally arrested emotional development. She'll never be more mature than she is now.
Funny maggot head. Mom, don't you think age is a state of mind? You know how they say, you're as young as you feel.
Well, yes.
You're also as old as you feel.
Clarissa, the way I feel...
Mom, haven't you ever gotten up in the morning and felt really, really old?
Well, sometimes, if the weather is bad.
That's how I felt this morning. Ooh. Ah. Boy, these legs just aren't what they used to be.
Okay, Clarissa, that's enough.
Okay, sport, come on. I gotta get to work. You gotta get to school.
Why can't I have a job?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because that's why. End of discussion.
Gee. Now, where do you think I went wrong?
For an appetizer, should I serve little weenies in a bun or oven-roasted peanuts?
Weenies, definitely. What else are you gonna make?
Okay, you're gonna love this. I'm making extra juicy sloppy joes on a toasted bun with homemade french fries and a chocolate milkshake for a beverage.
And for dessert?
This is the part that's gonna kill him. I'm making chocolate banana splits with strawberry ice cream and sprinkles. His favorite. I've even got frozen chocolate bananas.
Sounds great, Sam.
So what kind of job are you going to try and get at the carnival?
Oh, you don't get to choose a job. They give you one based on your qualifications. I'm hoping to get the ringmaster's job. I mean, ring mistress.
Ring mistress?
Yeah. Can't you just see it now? There I'll be. Center ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, your ring mistress.
Wearing a nifty little outfit and captivating the cheering crowds of the Big Top and holding the lines at bay.
Are you sure they have a ring mistress at Baxter Beach?
No, but if they do, I want the job.
So when are you filling out your application?
That's the only problem. Mom and Dad won't let me go. They don't think I'm mature enough.
Great. Why would anyone want to be mature anyway?
Yeah. When you mature, your hair turns gray.
Your kids start calling you sir.
And your butt gets big.
And the next thing you know, you're watching the McNeil Lehr Report every night.
Maturity is a boring state of mind.
But I guess if they don't think you're mature, they won't let you go.
Hey, that's it.
What did I say?
They want me to be mature. I'll give them mature they'll never forget.
What are you talking about?
Sam, it's perfect. I'll grow up for a day, then they'll have to let me go.
You'll never pull it off. Besides, if you start acting mature, they might expect you to do it all the time.
It's just for a day. But Sam, how do you act, you know, grown up?
You can't try to grow up. It just happens to you.
There has to be some kind of temporary fix. Isn't that what psychiatrists do?
My dad and I went to a psychiatrist once.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. We sat on pillows on the floor and talked about ourselves.
Like a pajama party.
Yeah, I guess. He gave my dad a bunch of psychology books. My dad's got the whole stack at home. You know, single parent stuff, a book on teen development, and all this weird stuff on codependency, whatever that is.
Sam, I have to have those books.
Okay, but I'm telling you, watch out.
Why?
If you're going to be an adult, there's a lot of stuff you're going to have to do.
How bad can it be?
You're going to have to start flossing.
Ooh, that's horrible.
Well, I better start cooking my sloppy joes.
Okay, Sam. Good luck. Funny. I feel my childhood slipping away. Yesterday, I was a child. Today, I'm an adult, ready to take on the responsibilities of tomorrow. At least long enough for me to convince Mom and Dad to let me have a job.
Out of my way, tuna breath!
Get lost, pickle face! Now, who says I'm not mature?
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
What are you doing?
Bug off!
I always knew Ferguson was full of beans. Now I have proof.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, I cleaned out Dad's entire collection of psychology books.
Ferguson? Clarissa? Can't you guys come down here and give us a hand?
Great book, Sam. Wow, teen development. Pros and cons? So, how'd your dad like his sloppy joes?
He tried.
You mean it didn't work?
He hardly touched his food.
Not even the chocolate banana split?
I had to eat it all. He sat in my room all night last night, just rapping with me.
Whoa! I know this sounds really stupid, but why not try the direct approach? Have a man-to-man talk with him.
I don't know.
Clarissa, we're waiting.
I'll be right down, Mom!
I guess I might as well try to corner Dad and get this over with.
Good luck.
Check you later.
I've got my blazer, my glasses, and my copy of War and Peace. Gee, I feel years older already.
I can't believe it. Oh, this is incredible.
What is it, dear?
Oh, I thought I'd totally lost these forever.
Wow, Dad, this is truly remarkable.
Marshall, are those our lost wedding pictures?
No, even better. Look. It's my collection of classic Bazooka Joe comics.
Ferguson!
Gee, family, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Ferguson, you're such a child.
Clarissa, you look very nice, but isn't a blazer a tad formal for spring cleaning?
Not at all, Mother. Oh. I've decided it's time to put aside those gaudy glad rags of youth. Yesterday, I was a child. Today, I'm an adult ready to take on the responsibilities of tomorrow.
Oh, really? Oh, Marshall, did you find that box of book labels?
Oh.
Hey, that's mine!
Is not.
Is.
Not.
Is.
Not.
Is.
Grow up, Ferguson.
Is not.
Hey, look what I got. It's Trigger. It's your old rocking horse, Clarissa.
Wow. I remember when you used to rock an old Trigger for hours.
Do you remember the time I caught you trying to drag a bale of straw up to your room to feed him?
That's why you look so horsey. Yeah.
Well, you want to keep him or should I chuck him into the memory pile?
Throw it away?
Don't you want to keep him?
No. No, it's just a souvenir from long, long ago. A mere childish plaything.
I'll take it.
You will?
Sure. I'll paint it blue and red and hang it on my wall. I need a new tie rack anyway.
Fine. I'm only too glad that my little baby brother can find a practical use for the cherished innocent toys of my childhood.
That's real generous and mature of you, sport.
Thank you, Father. I feel I've come to a point in my life where I truly must move forward, forsaking my childhood fancies for the challenges of adulthood.
That's very admirable, Clarissa.
In fact, I'm sure you'll agree that the fundamental challenge of adulthood is becoming a dependable worker.
Worker?
You know, a person of either gender who works for an employer in return for monetary compensation.
Clarissa, we've already talked about this. You're not old enough.
But Sunday's the last day of interviews.
Next year you can get a job. And besides, a carnival is not an appropriate place for you to work. It's just too seedy.
Why?
Why? Why? Because Y is a crooked letter, that's why.
What does that mean?
N-O. In fact, I seriously doubt whether either one of you should even go to the Baxter Beach Carnival.
But, Mom!
Okay, kids, don't push it. Listen to your mother.
Way to go, Ms. Maturity!
Hey, Clarissa!
Hi, Sam. How'd things go with your dad?
Things went great. He's covering a women's basketball tournament tonight, and I'm going with him. He's psyched.
That's good.
Yeah, he was glad I said something to him. He didn't realize how mopey he was. Hey, Clarissa.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you feeling okay?
I've never felt so old and so young at the same time.
The maturity plan didn't work.
Not even close. This growing up thing is a lot harder than I thought.
Hey, I wouldn't worry.
Things couldn't be worse.
You know, I bet it won't be long until you and I look back on our lives and say, where is all the time gone?
Sam, what do you mean?
Imagine, there will be years from now.
Are you okay? Hey, slughead! Get lost, you old clunkhead! Fuzz brain! Cheese breath! Warthead! Drool face! I guess you're right, Sam. There's no use in being in a hurry to grow up.
You're too young to be old anyway.
I just want this job.
If I were you and I wanted to change my dad's mind, I'd use the standard method.
What do you mean?
Go with your strength. The simplest thing to do is drive them crazy.
You're right, Sam. Why didn't I think of that? I'll drive them crazy. They'll say yes in no time. Sam, you're a genius.
As always.
Driving your parents nuts. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. How do you like the new me? Elvira, move over. This will get them to see my side of the story. Okay, Elvis, wish me luck.
The Grim Reaper?
No, it's just me, your loving older sister.
I'm not talking to you. You've done enough damage already.
But I need your help.
Why should I help you? You've already ruined my chances at winning the prize.
What prize?
What do you think all these beans are for?
A year's supply of sprouts?
No, they're for the Guess the Beans in a Jar contest at Baxter Beach Carnival.
You're counting the wrong beans, bub. You've got to guess the beans in the jar at Baxter Beach.
Don't you think I know that? See, they're using black beans in the contest, which are hard to see and therefore count. So I've calculated the number of beans in various sized jars to aid me in making my guess.
In other words, you're cheating.
Merely reducing the odds. There was a year's worth of video game cartridges as a prize hanging in the balance.
What if I told you I had a plan that would get Mom and Dad to let us both go to the carnival?
You flipped.
All right, forget it.
Okay, I'll try anything. What's the plan?
This is all you have to do. Go downstairs and tell Mom and Dad.
Oh, is that the last box from the basement?
Yeah, and look what I found. My old magic eight ball.
Oh, no, not again. You used to drive me nuts with that thing.
Magic eight ball, will we ever finish cleaning out the basement?
What does it say?
Yes, in time.
That's what it always says.
Mom, Dad, have you seen Clarissa lately?
No, Ferguson, why?
Well, I saw her earlier this morning and I got worried.
Worried? Why did you get worried?
She was acting really weird.
Weird?
What do you mean?
Well, she was looking really pale. She was rocking back and forth, mumbling to herself and singing a dirge.
Marshall, you don't think I was too hard on her?
No, honey, you did what you had to do. Ferguson, get the rest of the boxes in the garage, will you?
Sweetheart, are you okay?
Okay. Okay. What could those letters mean? Two letters, chosen at random from an alphabet of 26. Okay. Mom?
Uh-huh.
I'm fine.
Clarissa, what are you doing?
Nothing. My life is nothing.
Clarissa, why don't you sit down over here and I'll get you something nice to eat, huh?
Nevermore.
What did you say?
In the words of Edgar Allan Poe, nevermore.
What does this mean, nevermore?
You know, nevermore. Nevermore have I been so forlorn.
Clarissa, are you sure you're all right?
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here and rock and moan and reflect on my melancholia.
Melancholia! Melancholia! Isn't that what the Soperstein's niece had?
I think so. I think they sent her to a convent in Canada.
That's right.
And they shaved her head. And they made her take a vow never to talk.
I don't think we should send Clarissa to a convent.
No?
I think the home for the hopelessly unhinged in Seattle would be better.
You don't mean the place where they wrap you up in cold sheets, do you?
I don't think there's anything you can do.
No?
I'll just continue living in my own bleak, gloomy, shrinking universe. Don't go to any trouble for me.
Are you sure that there's no cure?
No. I believe it's terminal. Maybe some cheerful music might help lighten my suffering. Maybe some bright lights, some cotton candy.
Maybe a few caramel-coated peanuts might help. Or a few whirligig rides.
Perhaps a chat with the bearded lady might be uplifting in spirit.
Okay, you guys. If it means that much, Clarissa, you can apply for a job at Baxter Beach.
What about me?
You can go too, but we're gonna go with you.
Now that was great.
Boy, carnivals sure have changed since I was a kid.
That was the nicest bearded lady I have ever met.
Ferguson, aren't you thrilled you came in second place?
I can't believe that kid guessed exactly the right number of beans.
But you were only off by 5 beans.
Maybe he had a hidden infrared bean counter. Or maybe he saw them deliver the beans. Why didn't I think of that?
Clarissa, I gotta tell you, I was very impressed.
Why did I have to get assigned to Kitty Corner Carnival Daycare?
And they put you in charge of the whole thing.
Thank goodness it's only a week.
Clarissa, I have to say that the way you handled yourself shows you're very mature.
Yeah, sport, I gotta give you a hand.
Yes?
Does this mean I'm old enough to retire?
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.